It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How are you doing?
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. Now, this episode isn't a very happy one for me because 2 weeks ago my dad was killed in a hit and run. They still haven't caught the person, although they've caught the passengers, but this man is still on the run and we need to catch him. We really do. The name of the man is Alistair McWilliams and he really needs to be caught because he is a career criminal. Another thing about this episode is that because of recent events, self-defense, really. Self-defense isn't just about the physical, it's about the mental as well. And you have to try and defend yourself against mental attack. And the events over the last couple of weeks have really made me realize how strong you have to be in the mind as well as physically. Being a physical giant or strong but weak-minded, you'll go under straight away. But being unfit but really, really strong mentally, you won't go under. So it's all about mind over matter, really, and training your mind to defend yourself is quite a way to go in self-defense. It's not, I wouldn't say it's an advanced thing, because you need to start it from the moment you think about self-defense. So it's something that should be there all the way through. And what we really need to do about mental self-defense is you need to train your mind as much as you train your body. And I've said this time and time again, and I call it the martial mind, because that's exactly what it is. And it's there to protect you from everything, whether it be physical assault, coping with the aftermath of physical assault, coping with the before the physical assault, or something that's completely different and not connected with any kind of physical assault. You know, self-defense in the mind is something that's there to protect you from everything that happens to you every day. It's not just about the fight. That's a small mind thinking. But when you stretch your mind and you allow yourself to use that martial mind for your everyday living, and your everyday tactics, the things you do, whether it be travelling on London Transport, going to work, walking the streets of wherever you live, where no matter how dangerous it is, you use that martial mind to allow you to cope and defend yourself in bad situations. Now, let's take an example. So, you're out, you're walking, and you see something happen, something that's bad, something that can get in your head and stay there for years, something like a really bad accident or an assault on someone else. And you don't get the time to help them, but you just get there for the aftermath. And you see someone in terrible condition, whether it be stabbed, shot, a blunt instrument, a fall, anything. And the sight of that is a terrible thing to see. And that's where your martial mind comes in, to protect you from suffering afterwards, from suffering from PTSD or anything else that may affect your mind. So you've really, really got to develop that martial mind so that you can defend yourself, defend your body, defend your mind against things that will affect it. So that's what the martial mind is. It isn't just about fighting. It's about developing the mental strength to cope with things that happen in daily life and things that are out of the ordinary. Now, I live in London, England. So you see quite a bit when you're out. And other people live in far more dangerous cities than I do, and they see things like that, like this all the time, and they develop a mental capacity to cope with it because it's like normal. You know, it's like a normal thing happening every day. And that kind of mental development is what we're trying to, or what I'm trying to push on everyone. Because without the mental fortitude or the mental strength to cope with things, you will go under and there'll be nothing you can do about it. And it's something that came to me over a number of years, because when you read the old manuals and the old treatises and all kinds of manner of things, you get a sense of where these people were coming from and how they thought. You know, many people just look at the pictures or try and decipher what they were saying, but they don't want to get into the mind of the person who wrote it. Now, any one of these people, Silver, Fiore, you know, any one of them, were stone cold killers. And the people that practice the arts that they developed are not, never will be, and will never have to be. But you still have to develop the kind of mind that the warriors had so that you can cope, because life is far different today than it was then. It may be more violent or it may not. But at least then, I mean, in America and certain countries, you still can defend yourself with arms. But in those countries that we can't, we need to develop a mindset that allows us to cope with people that will confront us. Now, I talk about this all the time, but I never talk about how to develop it, because it's different for every single person. So when a student comes to me or to our group, I assess them through training. I don't tell them I'm assessing them, but I am. And then I start to work on their mind, and that with coupled with the physical training, so that they will develop their own kind of martial mind. It's not one size fits all, because everybody's mind, the way they think, the way they operate, is different. You could get someone from, say, Bermondsey in London, Southwest London or South London, and they'd already have a mindset ready for the fight, but they won't have a mindset ready to cope with other things in life. Whereas you can, and you might get someone from Hampstead training in the same thing, where they have fortitude of mind developed for business, etc., but completely different when it comes to the physical. So you have to tailor the training, the same as with physical training, to the person. I mean, I recommend self-hypnosis a lot and visualization a lot, so that you can cope with, you can start to get used to and cope with scenarios in your mind. I mean, they don't always have to be someone attacking you, you know. It can be other things in your life, like arguments, your children are not doing what they should do, debt, drugs, booze, anything. And you've got to learn to, I mean, when I say cope, I mean live with it, manage it, own it, and make sure that you have that mental training and the mental strength to beat it. So really what this boils down to is having someone who knows how to teach properly, not just the body, but also the mind. You know, I mean, you go to places where teachers are petty. It's an ego journey for them more than anything. But you've got to find an instructor who puts his students first. Not money, not ego, not anything. Just puts his students first. So that when you are trained by this person, you can make sure that you are getting the right training, the right physical training, the right mental training. And you're laying a ground, groundwork for when you become an instructor and you start teaching. And you can think back of how you were taught and how you can teach and move forward. Thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And please tune in for the next one. Thank you.
listen to us, because we listen to you.